From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Tim Dabney has taken on responsibilities as acting forest supervisor on the Superior National Forest beginning the first of the year. He'll fill the position following the retirement of longtime forest supervisor Jim Sanders until a permanent supervisor is assigned. As acting forest supervisor, Dabney will lead day-to-day management on the forest with forest-level decision-making authority and participate on the Region 9 Forest Service leadership team. Dabney brings a wealth of experience working with the agency in various positions at every level, including silviculture, fire management, timber sale planning, administration, district ranger, and most recently as deputy forest supervisor on the Superior National Forest. More of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness has been reopened to winter campers near where the Pagami Creek fire burned last fall. Superior National Forest officials said they were allowing access to several lakes and areas adjacent to and outside the burned area. Areas most affected by the fire will remain closed, however, because of the danger of burned trees that can fall unexpectedly in winds. Meanwhile, quotas have been lowered for 7 of the BWCAW entry points where the fire affected campsites. About 114 campsites were affected by the fire, although most were damaged only slightly. Forest officials also noted that some small wildfires have occurred in recent days, apparently from unattended fires left by winter visitors. They urged extreme caution because of dry and low snow conditions in parts of the forest. The Grand Marais mayor and city council members have instructed their attorney to investigate taking legal action against the swimming pool consulting firm they say is holding the city hostage. According to Mayor Larry Carlson, Burbach Aquatics continues to demand breach of contract damages unless they participate in pool planning for the new community center.
Back in the first part of December, Chris Hood, the city attorney, and Tim Scannell, the county attorney, and Mike Roth met with Mr. Burbach and his attorney trying to see if there could be some kind of an agreement, and there wasn't.
At this Wednesday's council meeting, the stalemate was discussed in closed session. When the meeting was reopened, the council instructed city attorney Chris Hood to research a declaratory judgment against Burbach.
Basically, what that means is we're now taking the initiative to resolve this issue.
That means filing with either the district or federal court. Carlson said he thought the research and process could take up to 6 months. He added the city hopes there will be a settlement before the matter goes to court. An eventual settlement with Burbach Aquatics does not automatically mean the city will start cooperating in the new community center planning.
That's a real good point to make, that the city has never yet gone on record as going to support, for instance, a pool at the community center. And so once this gets done with Burbach, then we can face that issue.
The Cook County Board has put community center planning on hold until such time as city participation is determined. Negotiators for Cook County Education Association and Independent School District 166 met on January 10th to continue contract negotiations for 2011-2013. In a joint release, school negotiators and the CCEA characterized the meeting as a, quote, frank discussion of district finances. ISD 166 made a counteroffer to the CCEA's initial life insurance proposal, but made no counterproposal to the association's salary proposal for the 2011-2013 contract. The topic of mediation was discussed, but tabled for now. The school board representatives agreed to return to the full board for further direction, and the two parties will meet again on the 16th of January at 3:30 in the afternoon. The lack of snow is threatening the annual John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon along the north shore of Lake Superior. The Bear Grease is scheduled to begin January 29th. The Duluth News Tribune reports the race board will meet on the 15th of January to decide whether conditions are safe. They could decide to cancel, reschedule, or move the race. The Bear Grease was canceled in 2007 when a lack of snow near Duluth forced the race to move its starting line at least twice, once to Two Harbors and once to Grand Portage. After 19 days alone on Alaska's Mount McKinley, Grand Marais adventurer Lonnie Dupree is back in the small town of Talkeetna. An air taxi was able to pick him up from the mountains at 7,200-foot base camp Monday afternoon. It was from base camp that on December 22nd, Dupree began his second attempt to become the first person to reach Mount McKinley's 20,320-foot summit solo in January. Dupree reached 14,200 feet on the 31st of December. High winds kept him largely pinned there for the next 6 days. On Friday, he decided to abandon the climb and reached base camp early Monday. The Duluth News Tribune reports Dupree said they did everything right but could not control the weather. Dupree is quoted as saying, "I don't think I'm going to try Denali again just because the weather is so fickle. It's just a roll of the dice these days that I don't know if it's worth it. You could easily get pinned down at high altitude for 10 days and run out of food and fuel." You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.